Welcome back to the Luck Changers Podcast. They say the only sure thing about luck is that it changes, and we are here to change that for you. I am your host, Nate. Join with me, as always, my co-host, Tone.
Good evening, boys.
Welcome back, Tone, and our moderator, AJ.
What up, boys?
What up, AJ? And our editor, DeSay, is in the building. He has a mic, but he is off it for this evening. We are here for the third time this week, and you're probably wondering why. Oh, wait, no, you just read the title. We have a super awesome interview. We have Trent from Book It. I'll just kind of let AJ run through his credentials real quick before we introduce him.
Yeah, so we're talking to Trent from Book It Sports. Like you said, he's the founder of Book It Sports, absolutely killing it on TikTok. Over 125,000 followers. You can catch him doing his once-a-day live shows.
Is that a TikTok?
TikTok, yes. And he's also on Instagram as well.
Okay.
Yep, so we'll be talking about his TikTok, we'll be talking about his social media, his app, and we'll talk about what's in store for the future.
Without any more hesitation, we're going to just jump right into this interview.
All right, boys. We got a really big interview today. I'm super excited about it. We have my favorite TikToker in the game right now. We're talking to Trent from Book It Sports. And before we really bring Trent in, let me just kind of introduce him to anyone who's not familiar. Trent is the founder of Book It Sports. He is absolutely killing it on TikTok right now. If you don't follow Trent, be sure to follow him. I'll have him hand out his handle here shortly. He's over 100,000 followers on TikTok, so congratulations on that.
I think you just actually surpassed 125K, so that's another milestone, but hey, man.
Thank you.
Sky's the limit, dude.
Very sick. Trent is a sports betting degenerate just like ourselves. That's why we have him here today. Trent, we're really happy to have you. How are you doing today, man?
I'm doing great, man. Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Absolutely. So like I was saying before we started, Tone was the one who really got us into your TikTok. I don't know how you really came across him, probably a live of some sort.
Yeah, I think it was on my For You page. Unfortunately, I sound like I smoke cigarettes for a living, so I'm not going to talk very much. But I think I found you when you were like 10K, and it was just so perfect for what we do. So of course, I did it in the group chat, and we've pretty much just been tagging along ever since.
I love
pretty
it.
Much every day, it. One of your TikToks comes into the group chat. It's relatable as hell.
So. Over under 2.5 TikToks in the group chat a day. Easy.
Yeah, we dropped the one today, and you know, we jumped on the live today. So I guess my first question, we're talking about social media and you surpassing 125K. First question I got for you here is, when you created your social media accounts, did you have any strategies in mind, or did you have any goals or anything you targeted to build that account up from where it started?
Yeah, it's a good question. I would say, I mean, I was running there's a Book It Sports TikTok account that I started on, and I got going there last year, and I was doing a lot of live streams of sweating out games and stuff, but I didn't really put any time or thought or attention into like the creative side of videos. I put my picks out there, or I tell a crazy story. But other than that, like, that was the content on the Book It account. And then I didn't like the idea of affiliating the company's account with like my losing picks, right? that's not what Book It is. Book It is a mobile app and I'm the founder of it. So it was like, I need to like separate that from each other and just be a guy, a personality of my own, and not like tarnish the Book It brand, which is losers, right? So I made Book It with Trent like in August of this year, like 4 months ago, and really just put myself out there. And I felt like now with my own account, I could just be myself. I don't have to put on a face to, you know, make the company look good or anything like that. I could just be myself, which is a degenerate sports bettor, you know, like always sweating shit out or always wanting to know where the money's at or, you know, stuff like that. And we all go through the same shit every day with sports betting, whether it's a bad beat or, you know, looking at the lines, we're all looking at the same games. And so really with my content, I just try to like relive the experiences that we all do, you know, like in the office, your boy tells you that Al Horford has hit his rebound overs every game.
Like, you know, I saw
like,
that one.
You better get those boards out. Like that's a conversation everyone had in the office that day, probably. But I just try to be like the average Joe sports bettor, like I am, because I know that this industry is just growing so fast. There's a lot of people who are just getting into it. or have no idea anything about it and they're intimidated by it. So I'm just really trying to bring everyone together and make good content while doing it. And you know, tying it back to the Book It Sports app, just bringing sports bettors onto one centralized platform. That's really the
I love that point you just made at the end there about people being timid at going into it. I think we're more local, obviously, but we've had a lot of that local skepticism. People are like, oh, I would like to, but they're scared. But I love that point you brought up because you're one of us. It's crazy, and you're like the voice for us, and I love that.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean that's why I started this brand and this company. Really, it was because I knew when sports betting became legal in 2018, it was going to change everything, how we consume and interact with sports. Right. And I just saw an opportunity that there's definitely something in the space that can help, you know, solve a problem for sports bettors, new and old. And I did my research, saw what was on the market for, you know, a platform like this, a place for people to talk about one thing, and that's sports betting, and saw there was nothing out there other than Twitter and Instagram. And so that's really where the idea came from. And, you know, I collected some data and some feedback from some potential users, took some surveys and validated that there is a need for this, which is what gave me the green light to move forward with it.
That's awesome, man.
All right. So we're talking about being a sports betting degenerate. You know, my next question for you, you may have just answered it with sports betting becoming legalized in 2018, but my question to you is, when did you personally really get into sports betting? How did that start? I mean, when did you first dip your toes in the game?
Yeah, it was my freshman year of college was when I placed my first wager at TCU was where I went. And I just saw, like, my peers around me. I was in a fraternity, so my brothers that were around me would just gamble every night. And I just saw how much more engaged and exciting it was to have action on the game than not having action on the game. You know, we wouldn't be watching Alcorn State if there wasn't action on it. But here we are at 12 o'clock in the afternoon, just sweating that Alcorn State unders. It's like, so I just saw, like, okay, this is going to be huge for the industry. But yeah, freshman year was when I placed my first wager and just saw, like, the huge impact that having a skin in the game makes it way more fun.
Oh, it changes it completely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say that I'm the new guy to the team. I mean, Nate and Tone, they've been in the sports betting game for quite some time now. Unfortunately, we live in Ohio, where every state surrounding us is legalized, but we are still on Bovada, or what's the other one?
Bet online. AG.
Yeah, so that part kind of sucks. But I mean, yeah, I agree. It's hard to watch a game anymore unless you have a couple bucks on it. I mean, you have to
literally have to.
Yeah. Yeah. And I know that it was mentioned you guys are, the team's moving out to Las Vegas soon.
Yes, we're moving.
Congratulations on that.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. What's the game plan out there, my guy?
Yeah. Game plan. Really just, we're signing a couple different influencers to the Book It Sports app, which I'm really excited about. But really, we're raising another fundraising round, investment round to really take the app to the next level in terms of features on the app. The way that you can interact and engage and post and consume content on there. We're ready to take it to the next level. You know, we want to have live stream capabilities in there. We want to have, like, Twitter spaces type, you know, ways to communicate and interact while you're sweating stuff out, while you're making your bets. Like, my live streams every day are basically what the Book It Sports app is in person, you know, like,
we're
literally coming together. We're giving out plays. And we're putting it all in one lay. Like, that's what Book It is just, there's so many smart people out there that know a lot about, you know, something I might not. Like, there's a guy who's a college basketball mid-majors, like Maestro. Like, he is just so good at picking the mid-major schools like Furman and Citadel. And, you know, like, I don't know shit about those, but, like,
right. He
knows a lot and there's value in his advice. And he's usually right. Or we got a guy like the Chell God, who's like red hot. That dude just lives, breathes hockey all the time. And these are just random characters that have come out of nowhere. And, like, I've only been doing the live streams for like 3 weeks. So I'm just so excited to get to Vegas, upgrade the live streams to a whole nother level and just, you know, bring in everyone together.
Oh, that's awesome. I mean, that, where else are you going to go other than Vegas? I mean, that's ideal.
Yeah, no, it is. I'm pumped.
You got to. So, you know, it's a good transition here for the next question. I want to ask you about the Book It Sports app. You know, not only are you doing your thing on social media, but you do have the application. I know we mentioned that you're the founder of Book It Sports, and you know, the Luck Changers, we recently joined the app, and we've been doing pretty good on it. And the one thing that's really cool about you as the person who really came up with the whole thing is you interact with the followers. You're shouting people out, you're following, you're commenting on people, even if they don't tag you, which I think from a follower standpoint is just really fucking awesome. So I think that's cool that you do that.
Thank you.
I guess my question for you is just tell us a little bit about the Book It Sports app, the team that you have behind you, and where could our listeners go to download that app?
Absolutely. Well, you can go download it for free on the Google Play Store and Apple App Store. It's available now. And honestly, wait, what's the date today? It is November 16th. We launched the app just over a year ago. It launched November 11th, 2020. And it's a social media platform for sports bettors to interact, engage, socialize, and consume content, but really just making it simple and simplifying, you know, traditional methods of consumption in regards to sports betting content. Instead of going from Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, you know, Reddit, Action Network, ESPN, like all the platforms you go to get the information you need, I figured why not just bring it all to one place, you know? Oh, that's so that's awesome. Really what Book It Sports is. We're still early on in our infancy with the product. You know, it's still very early on, but with this next fundraising round, we're taking it to that whole new level. And I can't wait for it. You know, upgrading the ability to track your return on investments, your ROI, being able to interact and engage new ways, live stream capabilities, you know, just new types of content, articles, just really making it the epicenter of betting. That's our goal and vision. And with this next round that we're raising, you know, it's going to be really, really cool to see where the app goes, you know, in this next phase.
Yeah. I mean, personally, I think you got everything right with this app. You mentioned all those other, sports apps, when it goes to Bovada, BetOnline, even the Action app. I love what you did. You just said, hey, I'm just going to do all that right here. And, you can connect with other people, other degenerates like ourselves. I mean, you're killing the game, my guy.
Thank you.
Popped in real quick just to say, I love the app. And hopefully we can keep killing it and, we'll stay on the top here.
Absolutely. Yeah. And just going back to what you said about, you know, engaging, interacting with the people on the platform, you know, that's huge. I'll be honest. I'm not a good sports bettor, obviously. Like I lose a lot. I take way too many parlays. I definitely am not profitable long-term. And so that's why it's not just the Trent show all the time. You know, I can give you my plays and like, sure, but there's other people who are actually good at what they do and they have reasons and logic to back up any points, you know? And so I'm trying to like make them relevant and notable because that's what the app is for. You know, the app wasn't built just to, you know, hype me up even more, you know, it's for everyone else.
I love that.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of that. I mean, your app and the lives, I mean, it gives you a face behind these other people that are just blowing up beside you. I mean, the Shell God, you have suit guy. We were tailing for a while there. He kind of let us down a little bit, but you know, just these other names that are also giving out picks and they don't have a voice or a platform and you're kind of giving that to them. So I think that's very cool and it's unique. And my favorite thing about the app itself is you pick a game and yeah, I'm not flipping through tabs. If I take an over, it's showing me where it's at. And then it gives you like, you still got 10 points to go
or yeah,
exactly. What have you. I love yeah. that part of it. So it's a very clean app. If you don't have it and you are a degenerate, I highly recommend downloading that app for sure.
For free. I mean, well,
it's free. Yeah. You can't beat it. Trent, we're talking about your picks, your plays, and you may or may not have admitted that you might not be the best in the game, but it kind of takes me to the next question here, because I think a lot of it's how you've blown up and on social media, how you have, you know, you are the self-proclaimed fade god. And, you know, it's one of those things. We share your TikToks in the group chat and it's just anything that could go wrong, it just happens to go wrong on the plays that you specifically take. And, you know, I'm sure a lot of people can relate to this.
Amen.
But I've had some picks that I've personally played and I'll text the boys like, oh man, I don't think this play is going to come through. And then one of our guys will text back and be like, bro, look, and it's your TikTok taking that specific play. And I'm like, oh man, but
it happens.
But you know, they say that no press is bad press, you know, any press is good press. So what I want to know from you is give me a little bit of the advantages, disadvantages, pros and cons of being the fade god.
that phrase was very relevant to me dating even before Book It. I don't know if you know about the nervous Westbrook guy incident, but I had the opportunity to the press conference of the Oklahoma City Thunder at media day back in 2018, and diehard Thunder fan. I was an intern for some blog account and got to drive to Oklahoma City and sit in the media room. And we just got Paul George and Carmelo Anthony, which was like the biggest day in Thunder history. We never get any free agents. And so I'm in this media room and my idol Russell Westbrook is at the podium and I'm in the bottom and I'm like, am I allowed to ask a question? And they're like, well, yeah, you're part of the media. And so I was like, I have to, like, this is my moment. Like I'll never let this down if I don't ask a question. So I come up with a question in my head. Everyone else in the room's got gray hair, like seasoned. They've been here and done this before their whole lives. And I'm 21, 22 in this room. And I raise my hand, get the microphone, ready to ask Russ the question. And I just totally botched it, totally fucked it up. Nothing came out of my mouth except gibberish. And I just handed the microphone to the guy next to me. And before you know it, Bleacher Report, ESPN, Barstool, everyone on Instagram. Man. Before I even left my chair, it was ridiculous. I get home the next morning on what show is it? Highly questionable. I get home from class, literally on the little ticker on the side, it said like nervous Westbrook guy ? I'm like,
no
fucking way, this is about to come up. And of course it comes up. And I'm in my dorm room in college, all my like Pledge Brothers just like, dude, is this real life? Like, what the fuck's going on? So that was like the first, like, you know, bad press that turned into somewhat good press. But then of course, you know, now I'm in the position with this fucking fade god thing. It was, I mean, self-proclaimed, like other people were calling at me it first and then it stuck. And so I was like, all right, you know what? Like, it's a stick. Everyone likes it. Everyone's calling me that now. Like, might as well just put it in the bio. So I put it in the bio. But yeah, it was really around like the World Series or a little before the World Series. NHL just came on, and same with NBA. And I somehow lost my first 10 straight NHL bets of the season.
Oof.
I, of course, went unbelievably ice cold in the World Series. I think I lost, like six straight MLB playoff games, and then of course the first five World Series games. So it was like I had control of what happens in these games because I would take one side, lose it.
Yeah,
that was funnier than shit. I'm sorry. I was that probably was the coolest story I've ever heard, not only on the show but in my entire life, about the nervous Westbrook thing. I don't know if it's like a good thing or a bad thing that I never heard of it, because that could be good.
You gotta Google it after the show.
Dude, nervous Westbrook guy. I'll be like, hey, I know that guy. Dude, that's I'm dying. And then you say I'm stuck with this fucking fade god thing. I'm sorry, I was wiping tears away. I'm sorry, I appreciate that. That was great.
Yeah, I felt like for a while there you were basically in control of the World Series. And anytime you took the Braves, I was just sick because I did not want to see the Stros win again. So
dude, fuck the Stros. I'm glad.
Amen.
There we go.
Amen.
Definitely.
Yeah.
But I got a question for you real quick. So we had a little banter before the show started, and you had mentioned you went to interview Nolan Ryan's wife. So that kind of brings me to who are some, and obviously Russell Westbrook, but who are some of the other guys, the big names or people that you really enjoy talking to? Obviously, journalist were you going for or in college?
Yeah, I was a sports broadcasting major, journalism minor.
Okay.
But I have had some really, really great experiences, like through internships during my time at TCU. I went to Nolan Ryan's house because I was in a documentary filmmaking class and I was the lead producer of the documentary.
Oh,
and it was about the documentary was about three baseball players, one in the majors, one in the minors, one that plays in KBO, the Korean Baseball Organization. Okay. And they're all three best friends and three different levels of baseball. And it was just a really cool story. And all their all three of their wives, like, also were friends growing up, and they all, like, got married to, like, yeah, it was a really weird story. And they all had babies in the same year. Like, just a really, yeah, really cool story. Cody Allen, he's a former closer for the Indians.
Yeah.
He's the one who plays in the majors. But, yeah, really cool story. And then we just, like, got Nolan Ryan and his wife's perspective on, you know, what it's like to be married to a baseball player and the hardships they all went through. Because baseball, you're always – you know, it's so hard to get to the league. So damn hard. Mm-hmm. So that was a really cool story. Got to interview Nolan and his wife. But I did work at the NFL Network for a summer as an intern in Los Angeles. Dopest experience ever. I got to Scott Hansen, Red Zone. Like,
oh,
I
yeah. saw him
every day at lunch, like, just casually, like, at the table. And, you know, he's so friendly, so nice. When Danian Tomlinson, former TCU GOAT, yeah, he would be in the office a lot. It was such an insane experience. I got to sit in on interviews with, you know, Sean McVay and just, like, really, really popular NFL players that I looked up to always. And it was just crazy that was my job for 4 months. It was really cool. But
that's so cool.
But yeah. And then, of course, the Russell Westbrook thing, you know, someone said, I think that's the guy on ESPN said, that's the first time I've ever seen Westbrook smile at a reporter. So put that on my resume, I guess.
I love that. That's awesome.
Did you ever get a redemption follow-up question? Oh, down the
did.
Road?
I did. So
yeah,
I got a redemption follow-up with Steven Adams, and the moderator was like such an asshole, and he was like not gonna give me another shot, not with Westbrook. but like the dude next to me was like, dude, quit being a dick, just let him get another shot. So I get another shot, and Steven Adams is at the podium, and I ask him. Enos Kanter gets traded, right? And they were like homies. They were both big presence down low in the paint, and they were like really good friends. They both had mustaches. They were called the Stash Bros, and like they just had a really good connection. And we let him go. We let Enos Kanter go. And so I asked him, I'm like, oh, how's, you know, Enos Kanter leaving gonna affect, you know, the energy in the locker room or like your play on the court? You know, how does it feel to have him gone? And he was like, he's Australian in his accent. He's like, he didn't die, mate. You know, I'm going to see him in the first game of the season. They literally played the Knicks game one of the season.
All right.
That's where Enos Kanter goes. And I was just like, God, I can't catch a break in this fucking I got to get out of here.
0-2.
Yeah.
But hey, look at you now.
Yeah. Who would have thought, right?
Right. Not highly questionable.
All right, Trent. Well, it's been a pleasure to watch your social media account grow, man. I mean, like Tone said, I think we got in when there was 10K. And
we're on the original Book It Up.
Yeah. Yep.
The OG Book It account. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
OG. Let's go.
So, like I said, if you're not on the Book It app, go get that. If you don't follow him on TikTok, where can people follow you at?
Yeah, you can follow me on TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, same handle everywhere at Book It with Trent. And then, of course, you can download the Book It Sports app for free on the Google Play Store, Apple App Store, and you can follow me there at Trent.
Okay. All right.
Oh, nice.
So we are really excited to continue to watch this grow. You're going out to Vegas. The app's going to continue to grow, as you said. We're looking forward to that. You know, as far as we go, I mean, we started December of last year, so we're kind of doing our thing. We're looking forward to ourselves growing, and having someone like you on the show is huge for us. But talking about growing, my last question here, 3 to 5 years from now, you know, the Book It Sports app, you yourself, I mean, where do you see it? What are some goals that you got for the near future?
Yeah. Goals. I would say, I want a goal to be that my 11 o'clock 1 hour live streams is the most watched sports betting show in the game. That's definitely my goal. And you know, I hope to have 1 million followers at some point. But for the brand and for the app itself, you know, I think there's so many opportunities for the future of sports betting and having Book It be in the epicenter of it. And just, you know, I think this industry lacks a brand. That's, you know, I mean, they've got Barstool. Barstool is a brand of its own, but something different, you know, mm-hmm. Something different than Barstool. that is just for the sports better and not for the book, you know, or you know what I mean?
Yeah,
definitely.
Like ESPN has, I think it's the Daily Wager anymore. It's just, it's not, it doesn't, it doesn't, I don't trust them, and it doesn't pertain to people like us. It's just, I don't know. It's not different. It's just another ESPN show that they put out.
And those guys aren't sweating shit out. They might not even be placing action on the shit they talk about, but they're in a suit and tie, crunching numbers, talking about line movement. That's boring as hell.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Or one thing that always bothers me is the college pregame, the college game day. When they're talking about, oh, this guy's doing so good with his record, but they don't even pick against the spread. I mean,
I know, dude. They're picking fucking Alabama.
Right. Right. Straight up. Yeah. It drives me nuts. I'm glad you're on board. I had to get that off my chest.
I think it's interesting how you said that you want to turn that into a show, because that literally could be a show.
Yeah.
The live stream. Yeah. I mean, it's just interesting to think about what a show was defined at, you know, 10, 20 years ago. That could literally be a show every day on TikTok.
Yeah.
That's just awesome to think about.
No, it is. It is. I had no idea it was going to be like this. You know, I always was live streaming, but like having structure around the lives and like respecting people's time too, because people want winners, people want picks, they want to listen. But at the same time, like you gotta have structure with it. And as soon as I implemented structure with it, that's when people really started to take it seriously. And then I really started to take it seriously too, because I was like, people are really starting to take this seriously. So I stopped dicking around so much and stopped going live for 5 hours straight, consolidated 1 hour in and out with the picks, and we're on with our days. Everyone's got work to do, you know?
Amen.
Right. I love it.
Yeah, I respect that. Makes a lot of sense. I love the lives. The chats are ruthless. You have to come in steady and you have to be confident with your picks. If you're not confident or you come in with that Walmart connection, the chat is going to let you know about it. Got to bring it.
Dude,
so
you stutter 1 second. Oh, not confident. Red flags. Red flags.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
Mispronounce one word or one name. And Jesus. Like you committed a felony. Ruthless. Nah, man. Hey, real quick before I'm gonna let AJ close this out, I just want to say, more than anything, we appreciate your time. We know you're a busy man. You got all this going on. You're growing. We love watching you grow. We just feel like A1 Day One fans, and just seeing you grow is awesome. And if there's any other opportunity, we would love to have you on the show. Whether we're talking picks, more interview questions, because we've only really scratched the surface. So
maybe we'll have to come to live.
Yeah, maybe if we drop on a live, anything, just go back and forth. It was super fun, and like I said, we just scratched the surface, and I feel like there's so much more to grow and learn from you. And we're gonna definitely take what you've been doing and hopefully pertain it to ourselves and maybe grow ourselves. And you'll always be a
bit of a mentor.
Hey, yeah, that means a lot, man. Thank you. I'm always, you hit me up anytime. I'll come back on this show. It's a pleasure.
Oh yeah,
dope. No,
we appreciate you. AJ, you got anything else, bud?
No, Trent, if you're ever in Ohio for whatever reason, you probably won't be, but if you ever are, business pleasure. We have a casino up the road, or we do have to go to West Virginia if we want to get on the sports book. We'll take you down there. It's always a good time. So definitely we'll stay in contact and keep doing what you're doing, man.
Absolutely. Thank you guys so much for letting me on here, and let's do it again.
All yes, right. sir. We appreciate you, Trent. So thank you so much for your time, brother.
Of course.
All right, man. Have a good night and safe betting.
Thanks, you too.
Wow. That was awesome. Thank you so much, Trent, for coming on. Some of the funniest stories I've heard in a while. And it just, I mean, you're one of us. It's just another degenerate, and we appreciate having you on. AJ, you got anything for Trent?
I really appreciate the time. Again, Tone's the one who really introduced me, but he's definitely my favorite account on TikTok, and I love the app. I'm always following his live stream, so it was just almost surreal to have him on our show.
Right. I agree. Tone?
Yeah, he's just really down to earth. I mean, super relatable on and off the camera. Just an awesome guy, so really appreciate him.
If you're listening to this and you don't know Trent, go follow him, go subscribe. If you're listening to this because maybe he shared it and you don't know about us, the Luck Changers Podcast, we're on Spotify, we're on the Apple Podcast.
Not only can you check us out on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, you can Google us, and I'm pretty sure we're on like 3 or 4 different podcasts. websites that I didn't know about. So just Google us. We're on there in case you don't have either of those. We do also have an Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, Facebook. You can check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Luck Changers Podcast.
Follow us on the Book It app.
Book It app. Luck Changers Podcast. We're on fire. Might as well follow our picks. We've been killing it. Tone has been back in the studio. 1-0 so far as winning weeks since being back in the studio. You can check us out on there. You can check out my personal Instagram. That's Canavan3. I always keep my stats in my bio. So if you want to keep an eye out on how I'm doing, I will always keep those legit. Obviously, Luck Changers Podcast on Instagram. But if you're going to look us up on Twitter, we're just Luck Changers. And then if you wanted to shoot us an email, if you have a question about a line, what a line is, an over-under, a fantasy sit-em or start-em, a DraftKings question, just shoot us an email. We'll always respond to you immediately, and we will throw you on our show like we've had in the past. So go ahead, check us out. We will always love doing shout-outs, always love the interaction. So we appreciate you guys hanging on, and I hope you guys dug this interview as much as we did. I know it's kind of a weird 3-episode week, but we're putting out the great content that you guys are always looking for. So thank you so much for Luck Changers Podcast. I am your host, Nate, co-host Tone, moderator AJ, editor DC, and our interviewee, Trent. With all that being said, we are out.
Adios. Shout out, Book It.
Peace. I'm out of here.